All right, let's get into some more 4/4 stuff. So let's just do like a basic rock progression, like the old familiar. All right, now I don't know. I didn't check the metronome setting on this song. I didn't prepare any of this stuff, but my metronome says 95 beats per minute. So double check me. Put the song on. You know, use your tap feature if you're into playing this song. Use your tap feature and see what the metronome setting comes in. You know, comes in at. And of course, this is 95 beats per minute. So I'm on quarter notes. If I want to make the first beat stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. If that helps me, then by all means do that. And of course, one thing I haven't been doing on this demonstration is counting out loud before I begin. So I count myself in. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know? Now this is all off the cuff, so but again the metronome is very telling, you know. And even if I don't like, I mean, in some ways it's good that I didn't demonstrate and practice these examples before I, because the metronome is telling. The metronome is telling me you know, if I'm rhythmically coherent or whether I'm behind. Now if I'm behind, if I'm struggling, to keep up with a metronome. And it's not a technical thing. Like in my case, you know, I can play at 95 beats per minute. But right now, I'm not really warmed up. I'm doing more talking than I'm doing playing. And I haven't warmed up today so far. I didn't practice before I made this presentation today. But I'm not making excuses. I'm using this as an example. If I'm not able to keep up, then I just have to simplify my ideas. So the metronome is also a tool whereby you can, you know, force yourself to slow down. So let me just demonstrate. Obviously, we're in this groove in E. All right, now I'm not really locked in 100% yet, but it's better because my ideas were less. So it's more important to remember, it's not what you play, but it's how you play it. So I hope this is effective in terms of demonstrating. I'm going to simplify my ideas and just lock in with a metronome. Starting to have some fun because gradually I can get into slightly more complicated things, but I started off simple and I kept the rhythm first and foremost. Within the context of the rhythm, now I'm starting to have fun rather than struggle. A very big key to improvisation. I really don't even know how to put this into words other than to say, you know, rhythm is king. Listen then play. You know, listen to the rhythm first. And then see what you can fit in between there. So many students just try and play, and myself included. It comes after years of self-analyzing, and one of the biggest sources of self-analyzing, or I should say one of the biggest complaints I have, or things that I notice, I don't know how to say it, that I notice in my own playing live gigs, is that I tend to overplay. And I, from what I've learned, is this is a very common self-criticism that musicians, because when we get on a gig, you know, the adrenaline starts flowing and everything, and we want to play a lot of stuff. But when you watch the masters and listen to the masters, they take their sweet time, and they have chops, and they can develop till the cows come home. But that's the key word, develop. They're not just playing it all at once. So I hope this is effective in illuminating artistic and creative. The metronome is not just a mechanical thing to lock in your chops. It's a creative thing. But again, it all goes back to feeling the rhythms. You can't think millions and thousands of rhythms. You can feel them. All right. So is this making sense? I hope so.